Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, everyone's hope week two goes a little bit more smoothly than week one. How'd practice go this week?
Pretty good. I mean, I was a little more intense than usual. I was a little more businesslike than probably usual, and a lot of that's predicated on, you know, our play last weekend.
What changes when you do have to go on the road? You know, especially early on in the season, you're trying to get as much practice time as you can. You guys came over here a day early yesterday, so you got to factor in travel and all that kind of stuff. How much does that change what you guys can get accomplished?
I don't know. We practiced at home, to me, it was no different than, you know, any other week, because we practiced at home yesterday, and we didn't go any longer than we normally would at home. So the biggest thing is we got to go in the morning and do our thing. But again, I don't think this really deviated from a normal home week as well.
How much more do you typically get installed, for lack of a better term, each and every week?
Well, I think, again, a lot of it is you chip away, and then there's certain things that punch you in the nose that says, hey, we got to work on this area. And there's just certain things that, you know, we just don't have time for right now. But that will happen in time, and then you do a lot of things on the whiteboard. And hopefully these guys can adjust by just doing things on the whiteboard. I mean, they're bright hockey players, so we have to do those things as well. And, again, I probably say this all the time, but the other teams have the same – they have the same concerns. They have the same issues. So you just – and that's why you play a full season, but eventually, you know, more times than not through video and, you know, repetitions or, you know, certain things that happen in a game, you get everything accomplished that you need to, because it tells you that you need to work on something. So,
you're getting a couple of guys back. The two Swedes will be back this week. You had some injuries last week. Is your lineup anywhere close to 100% right now?
No, we still have Vinny out. We got Mags out. So, those are two, in my opinion, those are two big keys to our defensive core. And, right now we're a little depleted right there. But, again, they'll be back next week, and the way it looks right now. So, that adds competition. And those guys, obviously, everybody's got some, certain attributes, but it'll be good to get those guys back.
Last week, Eric Polkamp led you in shots on goal by a large margin. He's an offensive defenseman. That's probably going to happen more regularly than not. But what did you like or think of his shot selection and just how quickly he was making stuff happen from the blue line?
Well, I see it in practice, and that's what I go by in practice. Games are harder, so I see it in practice. And at the end of the day, you know, he's going to get his share of shots. He's going to get his share of points. He's going to get his share of goals. And, you know, each and every game, each and every weekend is going to be a little easier for him. It's going to slow down a little bit. We just got to make sure, too, that we got to find him more, and we got to utilize him more when we're on the ice. And, you know, that's up to the guys that are on the ice with him, especially on the power play.
Not him in particular, but any defenseman who seems to get the puck through more often than not. Why is that?
Well, he's got a quick release. He's just got good hand skills. He's got good strength. He's got talent. I mean, he's just a really talented kid. There's a reason he got drafted. There's a reason there's a good chance he's going to be in the World Junior team. So that tells you all right there. He's Brad Hunt. They're at a different level, those guys. And, so when you're at a different level, you have the ability of doing more things. And a lot of that's just skill set.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, as you watched Minnesota Duluth and Northern last week, boy, there were early goals, there were late goals, there were a bunch of penalties. It was kind of a up and down kind of a weekend. What did you see on film?
Well, they're a good hockey team. I mean, I think they had 7 power play goals last week, and it was really it was a penalty-filled weekend. That's for sure, for the opening weekend for, you know, Duluth and Northern Michigan. And, again, they had 7 power play goals, so note to self, stay out of the box, but you got to maintain aggressiveness too. So, but they still are the same Bulldog team where they pressure the puck. They're committed defensively, and, it's going to be another battle for us.
Their top-line center, Dominic James, injured. He'll be out now for the year. How different are they going to be without him?
Well, I mean, they still have a good hockey team. They've got good depth, and they'll be just fine. Injuries are part of the you know, injuries are part of our sport. And, you know, for them, it's too bad that you have a, you know, one of your top players out. But everybody has injuries throughout the year. And, again, I feel bad for James because, I mean, it's, you know, opening week, and it's just a long 5-6 months for the kid. And you know, I think it was his shoulder right there. So he's just got a lot of rehab, and he's going to work on that. But, no, it's a tough break this early in the year. And I think they had it last year very similar to the Biondi, Blake Biondi as well. So those are tough losses.
Looking back, recent history with you guys in Duluth, last 15 games, I think 9 have been tire 1-goal games. This series seems to be early, more often than not. What does playing in tight games early in the season when you're still trying to learn, you're still trying to figure out a team, what does that do for a team down the stretch when you're challenged early on like this?
I don't know, Schultz. It's a hard question because my whole life we've had 1-goal games. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, it's, and so is Sandy. I mean, this, that's, at this level, you just play a goo gobs of 1-goal games. And if you want to go back and see the 2-goal games, how many of those 2-goal games were in open net, for example? So, I mean, it's just, as part of our sport, as part of what we do, and it's just part of the parity that we have. So I don't know what it does down the road, because everybody goes through the same thing we're going through, is what I'm getting at.
You used the word compete a lot in your press conference earlier this week, challenging your guys to compete. That's not necessarily new to this team, but early on, how important is that message that there are no ways to cut corners in this sport?
Well, sometimes you forget. Sometimes they get amnesia, and then, you know, they need to get punched in the nose, and they got punched in the nose last weekend. And obviously, with that, you know, with me challenging them, you know, hopefully they understand that, and it was an aberration. And that's what you hope.
That message is an every year message, though, is it not?
Oh yeah, it's usually, you know, like I told somebody this week, I can't remember who it was, but usually you have that, you know, X amount of games in, and maybe another, you know, after that, you know, at first meeting, maybe about 4, 5, 6 weeks afterwards, you have another one. It's called reset, and but I don't like to have it after weekend one.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Right, thank you,
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.